7:53 here at WKEI, and it's time for the good news here on WKEI. And joining us in the studio with the good news this morning is Eddie Tolliver and Amber Patch Troxel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
How are things?
Going well, and you?
I'm doing great. The good news is that the kettles are starting very early this year.
That's right, Sean. Because of the effect of COVID-19, a lot of people are experiencing unprecedented need. And the Salvation Army has started the Red Kettle campaign earlier than it has in over 100 years to ensure that we can remain a beacon of hope for those who are experiencing such a need.
Now, the Chicago, they're already ringing bells, right?
That's right. That's right. But here in Kewaunee, we're not going to be ringing just yet. There's still some negotiation going on with our national partners, Walgreens and Walmart. But we will be setting out counter kettles. So when you see them, that's why they're out there, so that we can get a jump on things. Because, Sean, it's been predicted by national headquarters that the need this year will increase by 155%. Mm. Now, I'm not saying the need in Kewaunee is going to increase that much, but we are seeing an increased need. In fact, over half of the cases that I've given assistance to this month have been related to COVID-19. And in May, or in June, when we did the had the Heartland grant for COVID-19 victims, we reached out and helped 16 families with over $5,000 worth of assistance.
Wow.
So the need is there. The national headquarters is predicting that because of the fact that traffic in retail stores is down, unemployment is up, people are carrying less cash than they used to, we could see a decrease in kettle contributions of 50%. So if that happens in Kewaunee, that means that what accounts for about 80% of my assistance budget will go down by 50%.
Wow. And that's, of course, not the only thing that's been affected this year by the inability to fundraise. Of course, Amber, here's because of the Angel Tree, and you've not been able to do the kind of fundraising that you've done in the past.
Yeah, we've canceled 4 or 5 fundraisers so far this year. So usually we get a good head start on fundraising. We usually try to start in March. We have a little something, and then in the summer and, you know, fall, our craft show we canceled our craft show recently. And so we've had 0 fundraisers this year, 0. And in our toy drive account, we have about, and I'm going to be honest, $643. And we normally have probably by now close to $7,000. So I'm starting to freak out.
Yeah.
I kind of tried to keep myself from thinking about it for a while. We did do some early shopping in January. I had a little money left over from last year, and I was given a tip by a friend that Walmart had marked down, crazy markdowns on toys. And I went out there, and I was there for 4 hours. I told my husband, I'll be back in about an hour. 4 hours later. So we do have stuff. I mean, we're not like dry barrel nothing, but I'm very worried about, like Eddie said, our need this year. I'm really worried we're gonna probably see the biggest number we've ever had. So we're working on some things. We're trying anyways.
Yeah.
It's hard. We are planning on doing Butch's Pizzas again. However, due to COVID-19, they're not allowing any fundraising until at least a couple more weeks. I talked to them the other day. So in a couple weeks, we'll start that. And I have something else brewing that I'm going to start working on today with some local businesses. So you'll see or hear more about that hopefully soon. I hope
your poor assistant is just quaking, isn't she? Just
oh, yeah. I called her the other day and I said, oh, my gosh, I have an idea. Tell me what you... She goes, oh, boy. And I said, no, I think this one... You know, a lot of people said, do an online auction. And that has done well. I've seen other people do that. However, I feel bad asking businesses that are struggling to give me something.
Yeah.
So my new idea involves businesses, but it also, I think, will help drive business to their businesses.
That's good.
So I'm multitasking with my idea. So we'll see how it goes. I've talked to some business owners and picked their brain a little bit. And I think most everybody will be on board with it. So we'll see.
All right. Well, of course, we'll have the details on that in the future.
Yes.
But Eddie, you've got some details right now on how people can donate right away with the Kettle campaign.
Well, of course, they can mail a check to the Salvation Army, 119 North Tremont Street. Just mark it that it's for the Kettle campaign or that
Angel
it's
Tree.
For Angel Tree. Please do so. Or we will have the counter kettles out. And we are developing a page where you can go online and give right online with your credit card. And this year, they have improved the system so that those donations will come earmarked for Kiwani and come right to the Kiwani account.
Mm.
In the past, they went to National, then National had to send them back out. But this year, it's going to be different. But that page isn't up yet, and as soon as it gets up, Amber and I are going to be working on that.
Yep.
We'll come back to you and we'll let you know how that works and where to go. So just please, or you can stop by the store. We've got counter kettles at the store. Drop a little something in there.
All right. Just so people know, the good news today is that the Kettle campaign is already underway. So go ahead and start helping out the Salvation Army. What's the theme, Eddie? Tell them about the theme.
The theme is Rescue Christmas. Christian songwriter, composer, Lauren Daigle. Her song from, I believe, the album Lost Children or something like that is the theme. And it's a very catchy theme. It gets right to the point. We're here for you. You have a need. If you have a need, call us. We'll see what we can do to help you. If you can help, call us, and we'll put you to work.
Right. Another thing I want to mention real quick, Angel Tree applications are also starting early. We're going to get information to the schools. We called the schools yesterday, Heather did, to find out how many students. So we'll be sending home flyers in the next week or so, and then applications start almost immediately, and you're gonna see the Angel Tree up early this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know people are gonna look and say, oh my gosh, it's not even Halloween. But please bear with us and just understand that we're just trying to kind of get a little head start because we're really expecting a lot of numbers this year.
All right, well,
and if you go out in the stores, you'll notice they have all three seasons up now. They have a fall, Halloween, and Christmas out already.
You're right.
So true.
It's out there.
Yeah.
And we'll be putting up our Christmas shortly in the store, too. So.
All right. Well, Eddie and Amber, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
This has been the good news on WKEI.